Okay, we're holding a gimel of a base. Amama. The bias that doesn't have dalet al dalet, 7 lines from the top, is patur min hamezuzah umin hamayka. It means if the room is less than dalet al dalet, it's patur from hamezuzah umin hamayka. This is all the raisa, because the rabbanon that's from Kveik, that the Yom Chuyv, even less than dalet al dalet, it's right. They're fine. Umin hamayka. Ve'ein metame bin agayin. Means if the bias that less than dollar had a nega, it's not metame. Ve'ein nechlet b'bata erachayma, which we explained yesterday. That means that by b'bata erachayma, the first year you could redeem it. Afterwards, you can't redeem it anymore. But over here, if it's less than dollar, you can't redeem it. Ve'ein chayzen al ma'orcha amalchama. Means if the halacha is that if you build the first year your new house, you're busy with all the taking care of it. So therefore, you're not mechuyev to fight in the Muhammad. Everyone's mechuyev to fight in the Muhammad's mitzvah.
So you're
not mechuyev to go ahead and.
I thought the tithe was not because you're busy taking care of it, but because you'll be worried about your new house and someone else is going to take it over if you die.
It's about a bias, Chadash. It's the mitzvah. With all these things, it says bias, my timer, but the bias sivu bekulu. It says bias, and bias is amount is dollar or dollar. That's a shared theory. But Akapanim, it says by all bias. Rashi brings down all the psukim. It says by sech, it's in the bias chadash. By all them, it says bias. Zok the more ve'ein ma'avin boy. Let the bias say you can't be ma'avin it. Ve'ein mishtatfin boy. Erev chatzeris. Mishtatfin boy is shetufay mevoyis. Ve'ein manichem by erev. Not only that, they're not part of the shutfis, they're not part of everything. You don't put the Erev in their house. My time, it's like chazil adir. Since it's not chazil adir, so since it's not right to be lived in, so therefore, they're not considered part of, they can't shteh. That means, let's say one person doesn't want to be part of this Erev. So he shtehs everyone else. So over here, he doesn't shteh b'chlal. Right, so mele. So therefore, why? Because it's not considered a bias. It's not a place where you live. Now, eruv echatzeris, ema nichem boy. You don't put the eruv echatzeris. It means anachanami. He doesn't. He's not a shutter from them. But maybe you could put the eruv echatzeris in it. But the more, no, you can't put the eruv echatzeris in that house either. It has to be in a certain. It has to be in a house which is larger than dalet al dalet. Avol shituf manichem boy. But a shituf, which means for the mavoi, you do put it in it. So my timer, because it's not any different, it's not any worse than a chatzah shebe mavi, which means the tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, eruv chatzeres bechatzah, the eruv chatzeres you put in the chatzah. Where do you put the eruv chatzeres? You put it in the chatzah. Shetufei mavi be mavi, a shetuf of a mavi you put in a mavi. What does that mean? Avina ba what? We'll explain. Well, we have Eruv Chatzeres, right? Not Eruv. And we put it in a house. The Gemara is going to explain. Ravina, by Eruv Chatzeres b'chatzah, could you put it in a chatzah? But now we live in the Mishnah, nice in Eruv b'beis sha'a, achsadra umapeset, ein Eruv. If you put the Eruv in a beis sha'a, or achsadra umapeset, what's that? Beishah is like is not a bias. It's like the front of the house, or achsadah is a porch. The gate house, achsadah is the porch, and mapeset is the mapeset. Right? What's that?
The balcony.
Right. So all these places, if you put in there, it's not an Erev. So why are you telling me are you vichatzeis? You put in the chatzah. you see it's some place that, which is not makur, which is not closed in. You can put it. So how can you tell me you put it in the chatzah? Chatz is outside, it's not closed in. Ela ein v'adosham, and if you live over there, ein ha'isa, it doesn't answer the other, and you don't want to be part of this Erev, it doesn't answer the other people living there. So ela ein eruv v'chatzeis be'bayis shebechatz. Eruv v'chatzeis have to be put in a bias, not like pachatayich, has to be put in a bias of a chatz, not in the chatz. V'shetufei me'bayis be'chatz shebe'mavi. It's not put in the mavi, it's put in the chatz shebe'mavi. Okay, you understand what that means by a mavi? You have many houses and chatzeres going into one mavi, one alleyway. So you don't put it in the mavi itself, in the alleyway itself. you put it in the chatzah. So you always put it in the place, not where it is, the place before that. By a bayis of a chatzah, there are many houses going into one chatzah, so you put it into the bayis and not in the chatzah. By a mavui, you don't put it in the mavui, you put it in the chatzah that leads into the mavui.
You put it in the bayis of a chatzah in the chatzah.
What? You can't?
No.
By a mavui.
By
a mavui, yeah. What? My pesach is you know like they have in Eretz Yisrael, they still have it. The second floor, like you have
it's like in a motel. You have a you have
right, a door, motel. Yeah.
You have an outdoor porch,
and that goes. And it's Yisrael, but the Vash, they all have that, all those things. That the second floor, they have those porches that all the houses come into.
I mean, like a garden style motel, like
we had a porch, but a lot of houses are going into that same porch. The doors opening are going into that same porch.
They do it a lot by places where they're going to mess up the hallway, so they're making out the hallway. They can't mess
it's like an outdoor hallway, right? Like the motels. Remember, like the motels. That you have, your entry, it goes into a porch. A couple of
hallway slash porch slash entranceway.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but kids, so says Dr. Gemara. So getting back to this, it was saying that Ayubi Chatzayis are put in, not in the Chatzah, is put in the house of the Chatzah, of one of the houses, and Ayubi Mavoi, Shetufei Mavoi, is put into the Chatzah of a Mavoi. V'hai, Shetufei Mavoi, V'hai, Lego, Mechatzah of a Mavoi. This little house, which is less than Dalad al-Dalad, is not worse than a Chatzah of a Mavoi, which means it doesn't. The chatzah shev mavi means you can put it into the chatzah, even though it's not makur, even though there's no roof over it, and it works. So this dollar, less than dollar a dollar, is not worse than that. So that means you don't need a makam of deer. Outside is not a makam of deer, and still you could put this eriv. So too you could put the eriv of a place of less than dollar a dollar. So the ma'avaytavein oisin oisay iba ben shtei ayaris. It doesn't make. Even with Shteiyos, we spoke about yesterday that you want to walk out of you're allowed to walk on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk Messiah, you're allowed to walk 2,000 Amos outside of your city. So where does the city end? So we said, so if you have a house within 70 Amos, it's still not considered end. But if you have this little butkala, this little pachas medalad dalad, it doesn't make a connection between two ayos, and the city stops over here, and now you start counting. 2,000 amas from here. Dr. Mahad, I feel like a burgen and a meshvinale. Even like a burgen, and a burgen is a watchtower. The Shemi Kishuin, that they don't need a large tower, they sit there all day and night, and that's even less than Dalit al Dalit. And that's considered somewhat of a house. This is not even considered that. My timer, burgen and chazin and milsayu. A burgen and a watchtower is at least roy for what it is. V'hai le chazin and milsayu. And this is not really. This is supposed to be a house, and it's not a house. Buy a burgen in, it's worth for being a watchtower. So a watchtower could be a very narrow, and it doesn't have to be a large place. But over here, if you're calling it a bias, it has to be a bias. Less than $1, it's not considered a bias.
But a burgen doesn't, it's not called a bias. A burgen is not called a bias?
No.
But it would help.
But every bias has included in it a burgen.
Okay, so is that a question? I mean, it's made for a bias. You can't say that's like a bungalow, yeah? No, I don't mean that. I'm saying a bungalow, you can't live there a whole year. It's something. Because it's a bungalow. I mean, it's a burgenen, it has a shame chefta of a burgenen. Not today's bungalow slash houses.
Didn't it say before that, didn't we have a certain requirement setting of the bias?
That wasn't for this. That was mezuzah and Mike and
that was Eber.
No, I didn't say that. That was Dibur. That was Chazal Adir.
The problem with the burgen is that's not usable in the winter. It's the way it's made. So
How do they watch it in the winter?
They only have to watch it when
they're because there's no vegetables there.
Yeah. So why isn't it serious in the wrong season when it's not valuable deer? Because it's made very badly. There's no insulation and the wind blows right through it.
Yeah.
So why does it work in the wrong season? Maybe it only works in the right season.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. That'll be interesting. Yeah, it works the whole year. Maybe they lived there all year. Maybe this book didn't live there all year.
Certain climates
right?
That needed it all year round, no?
Yeah. Zogt immer weiter. Ve'ein ha'achen v'ashutfin chalken bei. We learned that when it's less than dollar a dollar, brothers and shutfim aren't chalken.
Taima. Hunting
also,
so hunting
could
be all year round.
Taima. Right. Taima, the less bei dollar amas. But is be dollar amas chalken. But if there is, in fact, Gemara, it's mashma that if there is four amas, you do split it. Vatanan, we learn the Mishnah ain chalken es a chatzah. Chei ba amas is it? Is mashma that you need eight amas? You need 8 by 8 because the only way to it's not 8 by 8; it's 8 by 4, right? Abba amas is it? Abba amas is it? So the more ella ain by din chaluka kechatzah. It doesn't have a din chaluka like a chatzah, which means the amar avuna. Chatze lefi psachem is chalakas. The chatze gets split for its entrance ways, which means that let's say there are two brothers that split up the Yerusha. One got a large house, one big house, and the other one got three small houses. So how much of an entrance way so now does each one get? So we say each one gets kafi his house. That means not kafi his their doors. That means even though this guy has one big house, but he doesn't get he doesn't split the chatzah as 50-50. Over here, he only gets his chalik of one doorway, and that one gets three doorways, even though...
The rest they split. They get four amas in front of the door,
right.
And the rest they split evenly.
So he says this one takes... That means normally you would think that the same way you get your house is 2,000 square feet. So now you're going to get... And that guy's house is three houses of 500 square feet. So now you'll split it evenly. No, this one gets one entranceway, and this one gets three entranceways. We don't split it evenly. That's the first mandama.
Because every house needs a certain amount of entrance space.
Of red pesach.
You just have to load and unload.
We have chizda amar noisin lechol pesach or pesach arba amis. Like Rabbi Mazel was saying before, you give each pesach four amis. And the rest, you split equally. So, the kids said, the one that's got small houses, he gets more. You don't go with the size of the house, you go with the entranceways. This is only by a bias that we're giving him a chatzah. Hi, the lemistika, he's such a small house. It's meant to break down, even though now he's living there, but it's meant to break down. You don't give him a chatzah at all. Why? Because it's not considered a house, because we're looking to knock it down, and therefore he doesn't get any chelik of a chatzah.